Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well.
We are celebrating the Bears hiring a new head coach. Pretty surprising that they managed to get the hot candidate on the market. They managed to move quickly. They allegedly are putting together a star-studded coaching staff. All of this, you know, they're pouring money into it, and that's a good thing for those of us that follow the Bears.
Yeah, I'm told it was a gut feeling for Ben Johnson that ultimately drove him to Chicago, but nothing moves the gut like cold hard cash. And the number making the rounds is $13 million a year. That has not been refuted by anyone from either side of the equation. So, again, that's what I started to hear from people who are in a position to maybe have access to the information. $13 million a year is about $5 million a year over entry level for a new head coach. And when you're looking for alignment with the front office and there isn't a change in GM, which some thought would be necessary, there isn't any special power given to Ben Johnson over and above being the head coach, nothing says alignment like making a massive financial commitment. It tells you what you need to know. It tells you where you fit in the pecking order, because there's no way Poles is making $13 million a year. That's not general manager money. So I think that becomes an attraction, as does the presence of Caleb Williams. And I think there's a certain amount of confidence that some would say borders on delusion, that he can go toe-to-toe with the Lions, that he knows how they make their sausage, and he's going to come down to Chicago, and he's going to be the new sausage king of Chicago. Sorry, Abe Froman. And he's going to turn the Bears into a winner. And, you know, 40 years after the 85 Bears, we're seeing an unprecedented commitment to offense by the franchise.
How surprised were you that the Bears stepped up financially, and what does that, in your mind, do to their stature and reputation around the league?
Well, you know, one of my first thoughts was Ben Johnson can thank Kalen Kaler of ESPN.com for that scorching article last week that really kind of blew up the way the Bears have done business over the years, Trace Armstrong's influence on the front office. I'm told that had nothing to do with it. Now, I don't know why anyone connected to it from either side would say it did. Bottom line, it's not a Trace Armstrong candidate. It's a significant financial expenditure. But it all goes back to me to the initial work that I did after Matt Eberflus was fired on Black Friday. It was clear that the Bears were turning the page on the way they'd done things in the past. Because in the past, they would have kicked the can to the end of the season. Even as the ship inevitably leaked news of Eberflus's eventual termination, and that would have been out there, and he would have been hearing about it, family would have been hearing about it, Bears would have been hearing about it. They just knew when they're done, rip the Band-Aid off and move on. Yeah, it was a little clunky on that Friday, but not like it would have been in the past. And that was the first tangible sign to those currently in the organization that ownership is changing. This is the latest sign that ownership is changing. They're doing what they need to do. And the key all along, pair up Caleb Williams with a young offensive coach that they can join at the hip, 10, 15 years together like Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and off we go into a new age of Bears football. We'll see how it plays out, but it could have gone a lot worse in the coaching search, and I can't imagine it going a lot better than it did, assuming Johnson can coach. That's the other thing, too. You make a coordinator head coach, it's kind of like the same risk you take when you use a first-round pick on a quarterback. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't.
Michael, you look at the idea that Dennis Allen supposedly coming in as the defensive guy. I think Adam Schefter had a report that Johnson has had time on this and is putting together a star-studded staff. Not only are the Bears investing money in the head coach, they're investing money in a coaching staff, apparently.
Now, no offense to Dennis Allen. And I know that those of us who are in the information trade need to trade favors to get information. But star-studded? I'm not ready to go that far. Dennis Allen has done well enough twice as a defensive coordinator to become a head coach, then flamed out as a head coach. He could end up doing very well, but star-studded, you know, it's just funny. Whether it's him, whether it's Rappaport, whether it's other, there's a lot of hyperbole that makes their way into the tweets because that's how we keep the pump primed for information. Not me, they. So anyway, yeah, Darren Rizzi linked to the Bears now. But look, and this shows that it is a distraction for any coach, even if he didn't have any interviews last week. You're spending your time in advance of the interview and then after the interview lining up your staff. It's not just, 3 hours on a Saturday afternoon. You have to put in time. You have to make phone calls. The first test of a new coach's credibility with the organization is whether and to what extent he can deliver on the names that he said he would bring if he gets the job. So my guess is he told the Bears, the Jaguars and the Raiders, I'll get Dennis Allen. Would have been a little awkward for Dennis Allen to go back to the Raiders since he was fired by them as head coach, but Vance Joseph went back to the Broncos, Gunther Cunningham once went back to the Chiefs. It's not impossible. But you put together the staff, you tell the owners and the general managers who your staff would be, and now you mobilize to put it all in motion and get that staff under contract.
30 seconds, Mike. Is it exaggeration to think the Bears with Ben Johnson can make a run at the playoffs next year?
No, it's not exaggeration at all. You got to take care of business in the division. You know, this year, the Lions, Vikings, and Packers out of the division were 29-4 in the regular season. 0-3 in the playoffs. Didn't work out so well for the Lions, Vikings, and Bears. Or not Bears, but Packers. Lions, Vikings, Packers. So, you know, the schedule is going to be harder for everyone next year. But the Bears know that division well. Johnson knows that division well. I think they can compete. And who knows? Crazier things have happened. Worst to first, we see it from time to time. But the Bears are right there. And if Johnson gets the most out of Caleb Williams, who could throw like Jared Goff but move better than Goff ever has, the Bears could turn it around quickly.
Thanks, Mike. Great stuff as always. We've got Jared Payton next on The Score.